We have Corby Davidson from the Hardline with us this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Great to have you joining the program for a few segments. And you've agreed to take the wireless microphone out here on Radio Row.
Yeah, it's a little different in the morning than it is in the afternoons around here.
Not as crowded, is it?
Definitely not. Definitely not.
We have a lot of Texas stations right around us, Houston, San Antonio.
KNBR right there,
yes,
our radio partners from San Francisco, for sure. They're doing the early show. Back here in the back, we've got the NBC Sports setup, which it's where I saw. Oh, my God. No way.
Who is it?
It's Guy Sports.
Oh, Guy Sports.
Radio network, spending my 19th year as a worldwide successful radio personality.
Unbelievable.
Nationally syndicated, not far from my home market of Bullhead City, Nevada, Bullhead City, Arizona, too, but just a couple hour drive from Las Vegas. I actually arrived here in my 1995 Buick Park Avenue, arriving in Vegas in style.
Every year.
And of course, this program is heard in over three markets: Bullhead City, Arizona; Racine, Wisconsin; and the ever-expanding and impressive Butte, Montana.
Three.
And I don't want to jinx it or even tip our hand here, but big things are coming to the Guys Sports Show. Yes, big things. I can't get into the details, but
why not?
We just might soon be heard on something called Internet application. With this technology, you will be able to get your fix on your smart telephone from anywhere in the world. Imagine that. How magical to hear about Patrick Mahomes' completions or interceptions. You can hear about that while miles from the nearest of our three affiliates. It's magic, and it will be the first time you can have sports talk with you no matter where you go. For the magic of scientific internet application. Pow, pow, as I say my catchphrase. I'd like to thank our guest last hour, Tim Callishaw, who talked at length about his being in a high school Hall of Fame. What a fascinating story that was. Who knew someone could talk for 58 minutes straight without letting up about such an exciting topic? Our question of the Super Bowl this year: who do you think is the better team, KC or SF?
God.
And, of course, in this case, KC stands for Kansas City, and SF will go with San Francisco. All right, before we take your calls, you need to call in. 888-GUY-SPORTS. 888-GUY-SPORTS. And also, I have to do this, dear listener, and I am remiss that I would be remiss if I did not mention this. I feel called upon morally to talk about this. I need to do a Guy Sports tutorial.
Uh-oh.
Ladies and gentlemen, I don't like to dive into cultural issues, but I walked around Radio Row, and I have to say, I was appalled at the status of my industry. I walked by one station yesterday afternoon, and they were discussing prostitution. And I want to warn you, if you have anyone in your car right now below the age of 21, you need to tune away. This program that I heard was advertising a new application called, and I'm not making this up, DoorGash. Yes, DoorGash. How offensive to refer to a woman's personal place of birth and menstruation as DoorGash. I have no idea what these people think they're doing. That, to me, is not sports talk. That is not the way you conduct yourself on radio. That helps no sports fan. And until this changes, Guy Sports will be on the vanguard of cultural issues, fighting for what's decent and right. We'll be back in just a moment on the Guy Sports Radio Network.
Oh, you could talk to him, Corby.
Wow.
How much time do we have, Josh? Okay, yeah. Yeah, all right. Well, tell them we'll do Sherry's Berries in just a moment. Hold on. That's our entire radio program.
I know, Mr. Sports, though. Mr. Sports, seriously.
Yes,
it's been years since we've actually crossed paths. I just wanted to say hi, and I'm a huge fan.
What's your name again?
It's Sylvester Trunksolator from the Burrito Jimmy Radio.
Sylvester Trunksolator, nice to meet you, Sylvester. It's good to see you, young man. And what would you like to know?
Well, I just wanted to say I've been such a huge fan of yours, and I really
thank you, young man. I appreciate that.
I enjoy the moral high horse that you just took on the DoorDash guys.
What do you mean moral high horse? What do you mean?
Well, the fact that you're supportive of good, high quality, pure sports talk.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I think it's very important for young people like you to see someone like me who is defending what is good and right in sports radio, and not the sort of trash that you'll find around here with some of these other stations that are talking about, quite frankly, offensive things.
Right. Has anyone ever said you smelled like gout?
Get out of my face. Get out of my face. What is your name again?
Sylvester Trunksolator.
Hold on just a second. I'm going to find out. Let me see. I'm going to look up your... Who do you work for?
It's the Burrito Jimmy radio program.
What's the station?
WAP.
Hold on. Let me see if you're legit with this sort of questioning. http://GOOLGLE.com. Search term... Sylvester Trunksolator. Okay, you are not Sylvester Trunksolator. I will procure the mailing address of the real Sylvester Trunksolator and send him a certified letter that you are impersonating his person in an official capacity. I don't appreciate that. Now let me look up your station. WAP. Oh, my good God. Good Lord, do these women have a bacterial infection? What kind of condition is WAP? Get out of my face.
Oh, no.
Get out of my face.
Are you kidding me?
Corby, are you okay? I'm okay.
Oh, no, that went south.
Comes with such a... Oh, there he goes. He's running away. For an older man, he sure can move fast.
Well, thanks, Corby.
Straight to security.
For taking the wireless out. That was entertaining. Running into Guy Sports, syndicated talk show host here on Radio Row.